KMOX. There's a great event coming up this Saturday night at the Chase Park Plaza, and it's the Gateway to Hope's largest fundraiser of the year. It's called Kaleida Hope. It's the Kaleida Hope Gala, or do you say Gala? I'd probably say it both ways incorrectly. It's coming up this weekend. Holly Webb was diagnosed with breast cancer when she was 33. She's a single mom with two young kids, and she discovered this great organization, Gateway to Hope. She's with me in the studio to talk a little bit about what it's done for her. Holly, how are you?
I'm wonderful.
You say gala or gala?
I believe it's gala.
See, I told you I mispronounced it both ways. This will be the focus of the interview, how to pronounce gala or gala. How are you, first of all?
I'm doing great.
You know, I was thinking we had had this interview set up last week and we had to cancel because of some breaking news. Actually, I think it was a couple of days ago. But last week, it was last week when Julia Louis-Dreyfus came out with her Instagram post about being diagnosed. I mean, this is something that obviously hits people that we know, our friends and family. Mm-hmm. And maybe you could share your story just a little bit about what happened and how this organization helped you.
Sure, I'd love to. So I was diagnosed, as you said, at 33. And I was a full-time student. I had just quit my job. And in that time frame, when I was training the next person, is when I found out. So
great timing, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
Great timing. And it ended up being pretty amazing how it all came together because looking back, I see that the professor who I had at the time made a comment, which kind of, you know, stirred me to look into this. And then through that, got connected to Mercy. And at Mercy, there was a liaison to work with uninsured women, and she connected me to Gateway to Hope. And so, you know, immediately they took care of making sure, you know, getting the biopsy, of course, and then immediately from there, making sure that I got the proper treatment, you know, right away. And that would have absolutely been
devastating.
Yes, without support.
outside of just the diagnosis itself, yeah, and the potential complications and issues that you may have had. First of all, are you okay now?
I am.
Okay, good.
2 years out.
That's awesome. Congratulations on that. Now, I don't know the stats on this. Maybe I should. We're being diagnosed at 33. Is that relatively young for a diagnosis like that? I had a friend of my wife's who had an issue when she was even in her 20s. But is it typical for someone in their 30s to have a diagnosis like that?
No, it's not. I mean, women typically don't even get mammograms until 35, usually 40. So, you know, it's not on the radar. So it's pretty amazing that I'm still here. I feel really grateful. And I mean, that's huge to Gateway to Hope that they walked me through it. The insurance premium program is the main way they helped me.
And so how does that work? Can you explain that a little bit?
Yeah. So if you are uninsured and you're not covered by other federal funds and whatnot, then they can pay your premium. So I was responsible to pay the deductible, but they pay the rest. So essentially, I mean, it saved me hundreds of thousands of dollars that, you know, would have been out of pocket because it wasn't an option to treat. It was
right.
Just a matter of, okay, you know, how in the world can I cover this? And that's where Gateway to Hope came in.
So this is first of all, as you mentioned, this is important to recognize. It's a local organization. It helps
yes.
local women here in the St. Louis area. It was founded by two St. Louis doctors, an oncologist and a plastic surgeon. Mm-hmm. And this weekend is all about raising money and trying to help folks like Holly and others who may be going through challenges like that, whether it's a timing challenge or you're uninsured for another reason. It's the Kaleida Hope Gala. I'm going to say it that way, this Saturday at the Chase Park Plaza. And I think there's an opportunity for people to still get signed up for this. It starts at 6:30 on Saturday night. Do you have any of the details of this, the 8th annual gala?
I think you covered it all.
Yeah.
It's going to be lots of fun, too, by the way. So if anybody likes to come and get dressed up and have a good
get
time.
Get all fancy, right?
Right.
It is KaleidaHopeSTL.org, K-A-L-E-I. That's a tough one to spell. K-A-L-E-I-D-O, HopeSTL.org. For those who either can attend the event this weekend or want to find out more, I'm sure we're spreading the word this afternoon for people who might be in a similar situation or if you have a friend or family member, take Holly as an example. So going, you know, once you found that resource of Gateway to Hope, what did that mean to you? Because that has to take, even though you were still stressed about the cancer and what the implications could be for your health, that has to take a big weight out of your shoulders though, right?
Yes. Yes, it did. I mean, they were trying to find the soonest date, you know, to have surgery, and I had to end up, you know, going through chemo and radiation. So it was a very lengthy process. Knowing that they were there for me to support me financially was huge. They even gave me like $1,000 to go toward bills and things like that. So, you know, it just, there were harder months than others, but it did it really. I mean, it took me from, you know, I guess on a stress level, like 10 down to maybe like a 4, you
know? Maybe a 15 down to a 9, but still that's really good. And 2 years cancer free now?
Yes.
That's awesome. Yeah. Congratulations. So you have two kids?
I do.
How old?
Yeah. 10, or I'm sorry. He just turned 11. On Monday. 11 and 6.
Awesome. Boys, girls?
11 year old boy, Gavin, and 6-year-old little girl, Asili.
And they're doing okay. What's the name?
Asili.
That's a unique name. I like it. How do you spell that?
A-S-I-L-I.
I like it. I like different names. I like different names that aren't like too weird, you know, like the celebrities do. And that's a good one. I like it. Holly, thank you so much for coming in. I appreciate it. The gala is this weekend. Gateway to Hope. It's Kaleid of Hope. It's Kaleidohope this Saturday at the Chase Park Plaza. Holly Webb, great to see you. Thank you for coming in. 420.